The next bracha afterwards is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Zokeif Kefufim. What does Zokeif Kefufim mean? It means that Hashem straightens up Zokeif. Hashem straightens up Kefufim, those who are bent. Straightens up those who are bent. This again is from the Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach Amud Beis, and the Gemara says there Ki Zokeif. When a person stands up, then he makes the bracha. Then Hashem is Zokeif Kefufim. The bracha beforehand Matir Asurim. He said, when he sits up, when he's like gets out of the chains of being laying down, and then when he actually stands up on the floor, he's able to stand in an upright position, that's a keif kefufim. Again, we mentioned from the tour that these days we don't say the brachas as you're in bed, sitting up, standing up. We wait till we come into shul for various reasons. But lamaisa, we see always from that gemara, which says, when is the ikar zman of making the bracha, we see what the definition of the bracha is. So here the bracha of Zakeif Kefufim is because a person is giving Shevach Vayda to Hashem, that in the morning he's able to get out of bed and to stand up on his own two feet in an upright position. And when we were sleeping, we were like bent over, we were laying down. So now Hashem is Zakeif Kefufim, he stands upright to those who are bent. The makar of this nusach is as well from that same kapitel in Tehillim. That's in Tehillim Kuf Mem Vav. In the next pasuk, in Pasuk Ches, it says, Hashem Pekeach Evrim, which we mentioned, and it says, Hashem Zokeif Kefufim, Hashem Oyev Tzadikim. So in this pasuk, in Pasuk Ches, it says, in the middle of the pasuk, that Hashem is Zokeif Kefufim. Hashem stands upright, straightens out those who are bent. Again, over there, the pshat in the pasuk is not similar to what we mean in the morning. The Mefarshim there don't speak out of the pshat in the pasuk, but I saw in the Medrash on that pasuk in Tehillim, the Medrash in Tehillim is called Medrash Shecha Toiv, as we've mentioned. So the Medrash in Tehillim explains that the pasuk of Hashem Zokeif Kefufim is also referring to the fact, similar to what we said before about Matir Asurim, it's referring to the status of Klal Yisrael and Golus. And what it means, Hashem Zokeif Kefufim, means that Hashem helps us. We're considered bent over because our enemies trample all over us throughout the Golus. So Hashem Zokeif Kefufim, Hashem helps us persevere through our Golus, and eventually will stand us mamish upright. That Hashem will bring us the Geula Shleima. So that's the idea when we say in the pasuk that Hashem is Zokeif Kefufim, that He keeps us standing throughout all the galus to help us last and to help us persevere through all the trials and tribulations of our galus. But lemaisa, and at the end, Hashem will bring us mamish Zokeif Kefufim, the Geula Shleima. That's the idea of the pasuk. But lemaisa, when we make the bracha in the morning, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Zokeif Kefufim, all we're referring to is that simple idea that we're able to stand up from being in our bent over position when we were sleeping. Now, as we wake up in the morning, we thank Hashem for being able to stand up. And with that, we say the praise of Zokeif Kefufim. Once he mentions Zokeif Kefufim, it's kedai to mention that there's an important din in Hilchas Tefillah that comes from this pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem Zokeif Kefufim. It's not negeah here by these brachas, it's negeah more in Shemana Esrei. But it's important to know, if we say Hashem Zokeif Kefufim, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, says that we learn out from this pasuk in Tehillim that says Hashem Zokeif Kefufim, that when we mention the name of Hashem, even in a place where we're supposed to be bowing down, like certain places in Shemana Esrei, we bow down, Baruch Atah Hashem, in the beginning of Shemana Esrei, by Magen Avraham also, Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avraham, and a few other places, even though you bow down by Baruch, but when you say Hashem's name, you should be Zokeif, you should be standing straight. To hint to this idea that Hashem is Zokeif Kefufim, Hashem straightens out the people who are bent. So when a person says Baruch, he's bent over. So it's not a cover to Hashem's name to keep yourself bowing down by Hashem. Adarabah, we stand up straight when we say Hashem's name to be in an upright position to show that Hashem is the one who's Zokeif Kefufim. No matter what, you should always have yourself standing straight when you say Hashem's name. But the Gemara specifically says it by the brachas. The Gemara's nusach is that when a person is koireya bebaruch, you bow down by baruch. When you're not going to stay like that the whole time, so when you stand up, you're zokeif b'shem. D'chsiv Hashem zokeif kefufim, because Hashem is the one who's zokeif kefufim, and that's how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Nice, it's a sif in Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simi Kuf Yud Gimel, which is by Shemana Esrei. Simekuf Yud Gimel Sif Zayin. It says there, Kishe Koreya Koreya BeBaruch. When you bow down, you should bow down with the word Baruch. Ukishe Zokeif Zokeif B'Shem. When you stand up straight in an upright position, that should be by the Shem Hashem. Because of that pasuk of Hashem Zokeif Kefufim. When I say our minig is based on the Magen Avram over there, the Magen Avram and Simekuf Yud Gimel Sif Katan Dalet. He brings from the Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar is in Parshas Ekev, that he says there that the actual Tzura is, something that's not mentioned in our Gemara, is that this is really a three-stage process. When you say Baruch, then you bend your knees. When you say Atah, that's when you bow your body, that you bow down your whole body, your head, and the rest of your body, you bow down by Atah, V'zakev b'shem, and then you stand up by Shem. So even though the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch only mentions two things, you bend down by Baruch and stand up by Hashem, Maisa, we do, the Paiskim say to do this, like the Zohar, to do three things. Baruch, you bend your knees. Atah, you bow down your head. And then Hashem, you stand straight. Now this is Nagei in Shemayna Esrei, when you say Baruch Atah Hashem. However, the Mishnah Berurah says over there, in Simei Kuf Yud Gimel, in Sifkat and Yud Beis, that the Mishnah Berurah says that this is also Nagei by Maidim. Maidim, you don't say the bracha of the word Baruch, but Lamaisa we say Maidim Anachnu Loch, we're supposed to bow down to say Maidim. So, till when do you bow down? Maidim Anachnu Loch, Sha'atohu Hashem Alekenu. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, as soon as you say Hashem's name, you have to be standing straight. So, the correct way to say Maidim is Maidim Anachnu Loch, Sha'atohu, bow down, and then you pick your head up and in order to say Hashem's name, in order to say, to be Mekayim that idea of Hashem Zekev Kufufim. Lamaisa, I didn't see it brought down, Legabe Baruchu. But I would assume that Baruch Hu is the same thing. Baruch Hu is not put down in the Shulchan Aruch at all to bow down by Baruch Hu. But our minig l'maisa is to do it. I saw that the Aruch HaShulchan says that that's the minig. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Nun Zayin, when he's talking about Dinei Baruch Hu, he says, Noyagim l'chroya ma'at ba'amiras Baruch Hu. The minig is to bow down a little bit, not like flat on the floor, but to bow down a little bit when you say Baruch Hu. So he doesn't say, well, you know, when you're supposed to pick up your head. So probably I'll pick this idea of Hashem Zekev Kufufim. A person say Baruch Hu Es, and then he should lift up his head to make sure he's being Zekev Kufufim when he says Hashem. It's not more when you get an Aliyah or a Chazan. But truth is, every single day we answer the Chazan and say Baruch Hashem Avaroch Le'olam Va'ed. So we also bow down by that Baruch, that's the minute. So when you say Baruch, you should make sure that by the next word already Hashem is standing straight in order to be Mekayim this idea of Hashem Zekev Kufufim.